Welcome to the Exceptional Sales Leader Podcast with Darren Mitchell. If you're a sales leader looking to take your leadership to a whole new level, then this is the podcast for you. We'll be exploring tips, techniques, and strategies to help you take your leadership to the exceptional level and allow you to enjoy more money, more meaning, and better sales results. G'day and welcome back to the Exceptional Sales Leader Podcast. Darren Mitchell here, and I hope you're well on this beautiful Thursday, 20th of August 2020. My goodness, I cannot believe it's nearly the start of September and a brand new season actually in Victoria and Australia. We'll be just about going into spring. So my God, the time has flown this year. And look, I hope you're well. And in today's episode, I wanted to talk about a topic that is very, very topical right now. Particularly as we continue to go through the massive upheaval that has been caused by this this insidious condition called COVID that has created havoc around the world, created havoc with many businesses, and dare I say, it's also created some opportunities for a lot of businesses. And there are some that are doing exceptionally well, but a lot, unfortunately, are not doing so well. And I wanted to talk about this topic today because it's really topical given that I've had a number of conversations over the last week in particular, and there is another clear theme that's coming out, particularly for sales leaders who find themselves in a position where literally they've got the weight of the world on their shoulders. They've got, they're getting hammered, and some of them are really getting hammered by their senior leaders in relation to the numbers and where they're at. And how do they take that and how do they distill that message down to their team, and how sometimes do they protect their team from the barrage of, and I'll say this respectfully, the barrage of abuse that seems to be coming down from up on high in terms of, guys, the performance is not where it needs to be. You're behind on numbers. When we compare to this time last year, you're 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80% down, whatever the case might be. You need to pull your finger out. And for a lot of sales leaders I'm talking to, it's really draining. It's really fatiguing because they've got to, I guess, take the barrage of abuse, have the conversations up with the senior leaders in terms of why the numbers are not where they're at, but also try to protect their team from this barrage to hopefully give them the incentive to continue to keep moving forward, continue to do the things that we know over time will deliver the results that will ultimately get the business back on track and moving upward scale. But there's a lot of things that are beyond a lot of people's control right now. And unfortunately, too many senior leaders within organizations are simply looking at the bottom line, looking at the number and saying, this is not good enough. You guys need to pull your finger out or else. And it's not a great environment to be working in, and it's certainly not an environment that underpins long-term sustainable success. And it's in times like this that great organizations are looking at what is actually happening and what do we actually have control over. So today's conversation is not so much strategies on how to deal with the upper levels of management and therefore how to distill this information. It's more a case of, for sales leaders, how do we actually get reinvigorated with the values that we have, what's really important to us. And I got to say, it's a time where a lot of organizations are really testing their values. And what we're seeing right now happen is a lot of organizations are behaving in complete contradiction to what they've been going to the marketplace with in terms of what they stand for and what their values are. Now, I've spent a lot of time over many years working with a lot of organizations and great organizations and some not so great organizations, but one thing in common is they all have a set of values that they believe in, that they talk about, that they hopefully in a lot of cases deliver against and live and breathe every single day. Now, all of them tend to have values put on an A3, A5, A0, sometimes an A1 card, and it's all laminated and put around the office where everybody can see it. But how many organizations actually live according to those values? It's one thing to talk about values, and it's another thing entirely to live and breathe those values. And what I'm seeing right now is a lot of organizations that are going against their values, or what we're now starting to see is what their true values actually are. Now, irrespective of the organization you work for, irrespective of the industry that you're in, I can guarantee you that you're in a people business, because if there is no people, you don't have a business, pure and simple. However, there are a lot of organizations that are treating their people right now as unfortunately second-class citizens. And the people, in a lot of cases, are the collateral damage of the situations that, first of all, companies find themselves in, but also, second of all, they're collateral damage by the decisions that senior executives are making based on where the position of the company is right now. And these guys are making decisions purely based on the bottom line and not necessarily thinking about the people. Now, what's really interesting about this is a lot of these organizations who are making decisions like this actually have people in their value say. They'll say things like, we value our people, we put our customers in the front of everything we do, we put our people in the center of everything we do, we are a people-centric organization, and yet they're treating their people like second-class citizens, and it's got to stop. So what we're seeing right now is real values coming to the fore. And for organizations that can weather this storm, and for organizations that can lean in and rise to the challenge and look for opportunities to first of all empathize with people, second of all find some strategies with those people to then get ourselves out of this situation, these are the organizations that are going to be able to ride the crest of the wave that's actually coming and be able to get out of this situation that we all find ourselves in and take advantage of the massive opportunities that are right there right now, but are certainly going to be there over the next 3 to 6 months. And so I wanted to talk briefly around values and the opportunity that we've got as sales leaders to really bring values back to the forefront of everything we do and really ask yourself the questions that if you're working for an organization right now that are very, very clear on their values, is the senior executives, are you, and is everybody within your team, are you living and breathing the values that you hold dear to you right now? Because I've got to say, when times are tough, when times are challenging, when you're faced with crisis, that's when your true values will come to the fore. And that's when the values you've come up with will really be tested. And I can tell you, there are a lot of organizations that are failing the test right now. And it really comes down to the people. So this is where the real leaders are going to be separated from the not so great leaders. So I always talk about the fact that when times are tough, when people are faced with challenges, when organizations are faced with crisis, it's very clear then to be able to differentiate the pretenders from the players. The pretenders are the ones that when everything's going well, they love to ride the crest of the wave. They love things being easy. When things are tough, it's when the true players come to the fore. And these are where we see these particular people, particularly leaders, living and breathing the values. And dare I say, most of these organizations that are going to survive and thrive out of this period of time are going to be the ones that have values that are really dear and near to them, that are living their values despite the situation they find themselves in. And a lot of them have the values centered around their people. Because at the end of the day, we're all in a people business, irrespective of the product or the service that you provide to your marketplace. And so despite the challenges and despite the criticism, despite the reality of where the numbers might sit right now, great leaders and great organizations will look at it for what it is and they'll start focusing on the things they ultimately have control over. And this is where values become really important and where we need to be really clear on what those values are. What are the things we stand by? What do we stand for? And what do we want to be known for? So if you haven't done the exercise for a while, it's really worthwhile revisiting your values right now, because if there's a values mismatch, then it's going to be very difficult to get through this period of time and then set yourself up for some long-term sustainable success. It's really critical that in times like this, we really double down and think about, okay, what do we really stand for? When it's all said and done, do these values still hold true today, or were these values put together in times when it was really positive, when we were riding the crest of a wave and just everything we were touching turning to gold? Because it's when times are tough, it's when we're faced with crisis that our true values will be tested, and we will see not only as individuals what we're made of, we'll also see what an organization is going to be made of. So if, for example, you've got values that are centered around leadership, humility, authenticity, growth, people, all that sort of stuff, then you've really got to think about, okay, are those all really true right now? And if they are, then how can we demonstrate those and how can we live them and how can we breathe them and literally put them in every single conversation that we're having with our team and every single conversation we're having with key stakeholders and with our customers? Because now is the time to band together. Now is the time to lean into the challenge, not retreat and not to lean out of the challenge. Because despite the challenges, companies that are able to double down and really focus on what's important and live by those values are going to be the companies that actually come out of this in a much better position than companies that don't. And it's a really obvious statement, I know, but it's absolutely true. So for sales leaders out there that are really struggling right now, trying to manage the expectations of senior leaders and try to keep their team motivated or inspired to continue to push forward, it's a really, really difficult time. But it's a time that we will look back on in future and say, this is the best time of our career in some cases, because we learned so much about ourselves and we learned so much about the organization we work for and we learned so much about the people that are surrounding us. So what does this actually mean then for sales leaders who might be experiencing situations right now where they're having to protect their team from senior leaders. They've got senior leaders who are simply looking at a spreadsheet, looking at the bottom line and comparing year-to-date numbers with last year's year-to-date numbers and saying we are down by X percentage. You need to change. You need to get stuff done. Because there are too many people that are actually having to pass on messaging where the senior executive is saying our numbers are not good enough. You need to put in plans to increase our numbers. And there's so much pressure that's placed on the team. What we need to do in times like this is really double down on not only the values, so do that values exercise and think about what is really important to us as an organization, what's really important to us as a team, what do we truly stand for, and be really clear and crystal clear on that. The other thing is it's time to double down on the things that we've got some control over. So what are the fundamentals that got us to a level of success in the first place? What system have we followed? What process have we followed? What are the fundamentals? So and it's a bit of a catchphrase, a bit of a cliche, I know, but you know, doing simple better. What are the simple things that got us into a position of success in the first place? And let's revisit those and think about what are the fundamental things that we need to put in place right now and continue to do and look to implement maybe that will enable us to get back on track, enable us to bridge some gaps, enable us to have some more authentic conversations and have the courage to actually demonstrate some stuff and do some stuff and take some risks. Because the other thing about this is in times like this, and yes, it's unprecedented times and it's a really well-worn word. And I think most of us are going to take unprecedented out of the dictionary once this whole thing's over. But it's really an unprecedented time and people are trying to work out because there's no game plan to go for. We've not experienced this before. So a lot of us are going through this with an unknown approach because there's no formula to get out of this. So we're doing what we can with the best of our ability with the resources that we do have available to us. So as sales leaders, we need to be able to lean forward, lean in, as I talked about, lean into the challenge, demonstrate courage, provide feedback, not only to our team, but also have the courage to provide feedback to the senior leaders who perhaps, for whatever reason, have their head in the sand or perhaps have a slight dose of unrealistic expectations. And so have the courage to have that conversation. Now, am I going to guarantee that won't sort of backfire? No, I can't guarantee that. But what I can guarantee that if we as sales leaders don't take a stand and don't have the courageous conversations upward, then what we'll then do is create an environment where potentially we're going to be at the mercy of anything that happens to us and not necessarily have control over the outcome based on what's going to come down from up on high. So it's about being grounded and having confidence to have that conversation. And as part of that, what we're doing, we're always teaching our teams on how to behave as well. So if they see us taking it up with senior managers, providing feedback, having evidence to support where we're at, putting in place plans, but then focusing on the fundamentals and most importantly, focusing on the core values that are important to us, then they will have a higher level of confidence that what we're doing can be replicated, and then you start building some consistency within the organization. And it's times like this when we need to really look at what are the fundamentals, what are the basic things that we can be doing and start doing those over and over and over and over and over again. But it does need courage and it does need support, and sometimes you're not going to get that support, but it's about having those conversations upwards and having the courage to have those conversations, irrespective of the possible outcome. Now, I'm going to leave you with this, and my challenge to you today is despite what you might be going through, there's always an answer. There's always a possible answer. There's always a solution to every single problem. Now, the solution to the problem you might be experiencing right now is maybe through this period of time, you're working out that there's a values mismatch between what I believe to be true, what I stand for, and what my organization stands for that I work for. And if that's the case, then it's okay that maybe at some point we're going to separate. Now, there's a lot of people that are fearful for their jobs right now, and I get that. But I'd much rather be in a position where I'm going to work for an organization that is true to the values. What they say is what they show, and what they show is what they believe. And that is visible to everybody, irrespective of the time, irrespective of the economic situation. I'd much rather work for an organization where there is a values alignment, because there's a higher level of consistency and there's an environment where feedback is not only expected, it is demanded. They're always looking for ways to improve, but they're doing it based on understanding that it's a people business, so they focus on the people first. So I want to leave you with a little message here, and this is something that was written back in 1910 by a guy called Theodore Roosevelt. Now, he wrote this a year after leaving office as the President of the United States, and it's called The Man in the Arena. And I think it's really pertinent right now because There are so many people in the arena, but there's also so many people sitting in the cheap seats throwing barbs at people, whether it be an organization or to people within an organization. There are critics everywhere, and no matter where we are in terms of the economic climate, there's always going to be critics. But this is something that as a sales team, as a sales leader, and certainly as sales individuals, it's worth bearing in mind, and it's worth putting this up on your computer, up on your wall. Just continue to read this, because literally this is about courage, and this is about leaning in when things are not that great. And it goes like this. It's called The Man in the Arena. It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes up short again and again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming. But who does actually strive to do the deeds? Who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions? Who spends himself in a worthy cause? Who at best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who never or neither know victory nor defeat. That is a fantastic thing, written 110 years ago, and it's more relevant today than it's ever been in, I think, any place in history. So take that, take it on board. Think about it's not the people who are criticizing that counts. It's the people who are in the game, in the arena, doing the deed. So be really clear on your values, be really clear on what you stand for, have the courage to have the conversation, and continue to move forward. Because if you can stay in the arena, know that mistakes are going to be made, but if you can be there to support your team, then things are going to turn around and they are going to thank you for it. May not be thanking you for it right now, but I guarantee they're going to thank you for it down the track. So I trust that message resonates. Thanks again for plugging into the Exceptional Sales Letter Podcast, and I look forward to talking to you on the next episode. All the best. Thank you for listening to the Exceptional Sales Letter Podcast. I trust the information in this episode has been helpful in your journey towards becoming exceptional. And remember, please take the time to rate the show, subscribe to the show so other people can find it, but also if I can help you, jump on my calendar, go to leadwithdarren.com, and let's have a conversation about how I can help you along your journey to being exceptional.